Hello and welcome to episode 356 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast.
How's the show still going?
I don't know. I think the guy who created the show just really likes watching movies.
I'll talk to him.
Okay. As it says in the title, this is a movie review podcast, so we will be giving spoilers, just to warn
Really?
you. We will always announce the movie title ahead of time. So if you have interest in seeing it and haven't yet, skip ahead a couple minutes, come back and listen once you've seen the movie.
I thought we had a hat and we just pulled out names and hope we saw them so we could discuss them.
Now you're giving away all our secrets, Simon. Now the people know how we do this.
Yes, we just
We
call
just
big
both have
hat
happened to see so
movies.
many movies.
Yeah, we usually watch about 150 movies a month, so just the hat's got 150 movies, so we're covered for a few months of shows.
Yes. That's just how it works. We don't do anything else but watch movies. No work,
Well, I'm
no
rich.
pleasure.
I mean, I don't need to work.
Well, damn. Then I'm in the wrong line of business
I mean,
then.
I'm going to be a new Speaker of the House.
You know what?
Press secretary. Sorry, I've signed up for press secretary. I didn't get the other job. I got press secretary.
You
I'm
know, you
doing
could
like a maternity leave coverage coming up.
you couldn't be any worse than what we have right now, so
I think I'd be hysterical.
yes.
I'd be like, what word I read? I don't know anything
You already got the job. That's pretty much what happens now.
what did President Trump say? Yep, yeah, that he's not my president. That's what he said. That's what I'm going with.
Yes. Well, I mean, how would you find time then to eat all your chips then, Simon?
I didn't bring any chips tonight, Doug. I do
No
have some.
chips.
I
Okay.
could go get some, but I just had dinner. I literally made myself a steak and some
Okay.
sliders, and that's what I made. I'm like, I don't want to eat anymore right now.
Okay, fair.
So there are
I
no
had
chips this week,
sushi.
but they will return. I just need a break.
Okay.
It's just a
We'll
conscious. I
break.
did think about bringing them, but I'm like, eh.
Okay. That's fair. Everybody needs a
I
break
even
every
was
now and
going to
then.
try a new drink this week, but I couldn't wait, so I drank it. So
Well, do you want to give the review now? Just
I
was it good,
could. Do you guys
bad?
have this thing called Fayo? I think it exists in the States.
Fago, like what the Insane
Yes.
Clown Posse drinks?
Yes,
Yes.
that's it. So I have a store that caters to what I like, weird variety of American products that I can't find in Canada.
Okay.
And they ship this stuff here.
Okay.
So, because I know it's a thing. So they have American, they have no French on them. So I know it's American. So they had diet cotton candy.
Interesting.
So I
Okay.
had to try it, right? I mean, diet cotton
Yes.
candy,
It
not
sounds like
bad
it
at
would
all.
be exceptionally sweet.
It's exceptionally sweet, but no sugar.
Okay.
So I don't care. I don't know what this obsession with the Insane Clown Posse is, but. Do
I
they even
don't
have a
either.
song that anybody likes?
I could not name one,
Exactly, because they've never had a hit. They're just a gimmick band. It's like Gwar.
they have a big fan base though, so
So
they
does
got to be
Gwar.
doing something right.
So do lots of other people. I don't understand how they listen to them like Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, wait, I'm waiting for my hate mail. It's coming in.
I like Sabrina Carpenter. I think she writes some catchy songs.
They're all too catchy for me. It's like Sugar Pop. I'm
I'll
still waiting.
disagree with you on that. I
Baby,
like her.
where's my husband?
It's...
Woo-hoo! Come on, Sugar Bop, Doug.
Still, it's catchy and good. I like Sabrina. I don't like her as much as Olivia Rodrigo. I like her better, but I do
Taylor's
like.
still the king of Sugar Pop, queen.
I am not a Taylor
I
fan.
love
I will
Taylor.
say that.
Taylor's my hero.
Okay.
Let's write some more Sugar Pop songs. Perfect. Go ahead. I'll listen to them. It's just about Sugar Pop. That's what the kids want nowadays. They're not listening to metal like we did. They're not
No.
listening to alternative like we did. They're listening to the thing. But
Yeah.
there is an end to it. My
Oh, yeah.
daughter's hitting that stage and she's listening to Billy Joel and She's out of the sugar pop stage. So I'm quite happy to express that now.
Okay, good.
And
Good.
she's listening to some Hall and Oates. But she
Okay,
loves Billy
interesting.
Joel. Loves Billy Joel.
Okay.
So we're getting there. And she likes Born to Run.
I mean, who doesn't? That's an amazing
And in
song.
honor of her dad, she does know the words to F the police. Every word. Thanks for her
Okay.
dad. Since 12 years old, I've told her you need to learn the meaning of this song.
Okay.
Because I
Is that a
do
problem in
believe that
Canada?
some people have too much power and don't use it correctly. So I don't mean it just for the police department, I mean it for everybody.
Okay.
It's like Rage Against the Machine, Justify.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
100% one of my favorite songs, those songs, and I really think they have meaning towards many things. And the word fight the power is all that you need to understand. Fight the power. No matter
Yes.
who's in charge, fight the power.
Yes, question everything.
Yes, it works. So what's happening, Doug? Do we have movies? Do you have anything that's happening? Anything big in your life?
Nothing huge at the
No new
moment.
cats or anything, like a
No,
dog?
nothing like that. So we could just jump right into the movies if you
One
want.
more thing, and then I'll let you
Okay.
do it. It's almost garage sale season time.
Okay.
This weekend, coming up, 1 week to go. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to go, but I'm going to try before I go to work.
Nice. I hope you do. I hope you I hope your day job gets you can scope out where they're going to be and plan your plan of attack.
Well, I wish we had, like, I know they have it down south, but I don't think they have one in Jersey. Some mile of garage sale. I know it's in Georgia.
I have not heard of that in Jersey.
Yeah, they have one in Georgia. It's like, I don't know, 10 mile long garage sale, or I can't remember what it's called, but it's
Okay.
insane. It's like from town to town to town, they have a garage sale for a weekend.
Okay.
So one day maybe I'll make it.
Nice. I hope you do.
If not, maybe I'll end up in Jersey and see Doug.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take you to the local bars here.
Take me to Savers. That's where I want to go. Do you have a Savers?
Not close, but I will look one up and see
How about
where.
Salvation Army? Goodwill?
We have a Goodwill. There's a Goodwill close.
That's all I need, Doug. That and this pawn
Okay.
shop, I'll be happy. And then we go to the bar.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm more than happy to go to the bar. I don't want anybody to think I don't drink, but I like my stuff.
Okay.
I may not buy anything, but I do like to look.
No, that's fair. That is
Oh, sorry, I
100%
do have
fair.
one more last thing. Are you this guy like me that literally goes into the pawn shops because we have one near me, and all their movies are a dollar? I don't buy anything. I just look for titles I haven't seen and write them down. And then I go find them on streaming.
I don't have a pawn shop that I go to, but I do go to antique stores and look at old movies, old books, stuff like that, old
Do you have,
records.
is that near you?
There's antique stores all over the place, yeah.
Not so much where I live.
Okay.
You have to there. If I go on like summer when I'm traveling a bit more, I usually find things here and there.
Okay.
I hit all the, we call them thrift shops. They're not really antique stores, more thrift shops, like small towns. So I usually hit all those and hit all their church sales and anything I can find. I will
Okay.
wander in and look for stuff. Okay, if we can get to movies now. I think it's enough preamble of crap I want to talk about.
Yes. All right. Well, our first movie is one of the biggest hits of the year so far. It is Project Hail Mary,
Yeah.
directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, starring Ryan Gosling, Sandra Hüller, and James Ortiz as Rocky, everybody's favorite alien.
No, he's not.
Well, you only because you're grumpy. Everybody I know loves Rocky.
Best aliens coming up next month, I think, or this month. Next month for sure. Grogu's back.
Oh God, okay.
My favorite alien is Grogu.
I'll be honest, I have not watched that TV show, so.
Should I go first? Are you going first or? that you forgot my
How?
birthday. So
I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday, Simon.
it's not on Facebook for a reason.
So go ahead. You could go. That'll be my birthday present to you. Go
So you
ahead and.
actually want me to talk about a movie you know I'm going to think it's mediocre and get hate mail for it, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah,
Ryan
I
Gosling
want to hear
does it
your
again.
take.
He's just wonderful. I love Ryan Gosling. Love him, love him, love him, love him. There's no issue with Ryan Gosling. But he's acting against a Muppet. I have a problem. I can't watch these movies for 2 hours and just bore the crap out of me. I didn't really like this. The only parts I liked was when he was back on Earth. I really enjoyed those scenes. And those assholes that put him on the space rocket should have been all shot. That was
I
not
see. I
okay
see what
with me.
you're
You
saying.
can't do that to the Canadian legend, Ryan Gosling. You
Ryan
can do it to Ryan Reynolds, and I'd be on board with it in 2 seconds.
Reynolds wouldn't save the planet Earth,
No,
though.
he would be
Ryan
lost and
Gosling
talking
did.
about himself and how cool and how good looking. Nobody cares. Goodbye, Ryan. Bye-bye. Take your wife with you because I think she got canceled this week. I hope so. So let's go back to this. I think it's a well-made movie. I mean, the Lord Miller make good movies. I think it's Lord Miller, isn't it? They make excellent films. The film looks nice. It has depth, and it's everything I would want in a film. But it doesn't have enough people for me. It's basically like watching a play of two, watching Sleuth with two people talking to each other the whole movie. That just does not interest me. I mean, the discovery was kind of nice when they're meeting each other. The end I kind of liked. I couldn't get into this. And people are like, oh, this is a great movie, the greatest movie of the year. I'm like, no, it's not. Nobody's going to remember this movie in December. It's going
Yes,
to get
I
best
think they
special
will.
effects, and Ryan Gosling will get up for leading and never win.
That's possible. Yes.
I think this film needed more to me. It was nice to look at. I think it's beautifully shot. That was well directed. It just did not hold my attention. Not like that Krispy Kreme donut I keep seeing on TikTok from New York City. That holds my attention because I'm hungry. But no, I think this movie's just a nice, fluffy movie for women to go on dates with their husband. My wife won't watch it because she hears the word sci-fi. Out.
I'll be I have a different take than you.
Of course you do.
I really enjoyed this
Oh, we
movie. I
know
thought it
that. Here we go. Sinners 2.0.
I never no, this was it. I thought Ryan Gosling was charming as hell.
He is.
I think James Ortiz as Rocky was charming. I did read the novel before seeing the movie. So I had a little bit more to go on. I in the book, it does go a little bit more into the science aspects of
Which is
it.
what I would like. That is a big part of me that was missing.
So in the movie, they went with more the character dynamics and kind of yada yada it over the
Which
science.
bugs me.
In the book, they do go more in depth on the science, both in space and back on Earth. I thought Sandra Hüller was great
Yeah,
as the
wonderful.
person putting
Dick.
together the project. She had to make tough choices and. You know, ambushing Ryan Gosling and sending him up into space
Not very
to save the
nice.
planet. Not very nice, but it did work because planet Earth was saved.
Well, at any time, did you not think it was going to be saved?
No, I always thought it would be saved.
Exactly.
I was wondering if the movie was going to chicken out in the ending and have him and have Ryan Gosling get back to Earth. As opposed to ending up on Rocky's planet,
Hold on.
but
I think they
I
stated that very early. He was never getting back.
they did, but there was also the scene in the movie where Rocky was saying, I could give you the fuel you need. It would just take me an extra 6 years to get back to my planet. So Rocky did give him the fuel to get back. So I was. I mean, that's in the book as well, but I was nervous that they would just let Ryan Gosling's character get back to Earth and be hailed a hero. I
Wouldn't
like that
wanted
they.
that. I would have been really pissed if that was the end.
Okay. No, I like the fact that they kept the ending where he saves Rocky and goes back to Rocky's planet. And it was nice. I liked it. Yeah, I think Drew Goddard wrote a pretty good script. Not as good as I think as his Martian script. I think the Martian,
Yeah, I love the
based on the
Martian.
fact that Matt Damon was by himself in that, there was more of the science that had to be explained and shown. Here, you could have two people bantering back and forth. So there was more science in The Martian, but I think they're two very similar movies, very science-based sci-fi. I really like Project Hail Mary. I think I gave it a 5 out of 5
Of course you did. I could have written that ahead of you ahead of time.
because th there's really been nothing else this year. Maybe 28 years later, The Bone Temple,
Exactly. I think
that
that's
has
the
really
one.
captured my attention
What
this
is
year.
on? I'm checking my list. I do have a list of people that I keep with things, but it won't load for some reason. Here we go. Oh, I do have a movie, but I can't tell you about it yet because we're discussing it.
Oh, okay.
That is on my top 10 list coming up.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a movie I really like this year already. Nothing on the top 10 worst list yet, but
Okay.
I have some movies from past years we could put on that I've watched recently. Oh, to break off into sections, Doug, I mean, are you
Yes.
on Facebook as I am? And I have this thing that pops up and goes, I think it's Mom Pop DVD store or Mom Pop VHS store. And people
Okay.
post old VHS movies. So me
Okay.
being me, take screenshots of them and watch them. So I found this 1973 movie, 74 movie called Sex Farm.
Okay.
Not telling you to watch it, it's exactly what you expect it to be. A lot of boobs, this and that. It gets better. I watched this Canadian show called Love It or List It. Not, I don't know
Okay.
if they have it on the States. Doesn't matter.
I've heard
The
of it, yes.
host of Love It or List It is in the movie.
Really?
Shows her boobs. I'm like, wait a second. I know that woman. And I'm listening to her voice. I'm like, there's no way. I looked at the name going, there's no, I gotta look this up. Because she looks so familiar. It's the same person on Love It or List It. She's
Okay.
one of the main things, and her boobs are on the screen 24. I'm like, you were like down the street from me filming an episode of this show. I've seen your boobs. And I
All
can't,
right.
the other film I watched today with Helen Slater and Melanie Mayron, a couple other people, if you looked it up, would be in it. You would recognize the name. It's called Sticky Fingers.
Okay.
Terrible. I'm not recommending it to anybody, but I'm just like, when did I expect to see a Canadian HGTV host on a sex movie from 74? Just letting you know, be careful when you go down with these Facebook trends.
Okay. And people've got to eat, so I'm happy she was getting
Oh, she looks
paid.
fantastic. Don't get me wrong,
Okay.
she looks good in her 70s now, but I was like, oh, hello.
All right. I'm wondering if our next movie is going to be in your top 10 of the year. I'm guessing maybe not, but we'll find out. It is They Will Kill You, directed by Kirill Sokolov,
What else has she
Russian.
made, Doug? I've never heard of this person. Do you know?
Let me see if I can look it up.
See, Doug has nothing here, people. I'm testing him out this week and nothing. He didn't bring it.
No, Kirill Sokolov, anything else directed that I would know?
Nope.
Something called Why Don't You Just Die? No
Nope.
Looking Back.
Nope.
Nope, I guess this is their first big US production, produced
Excellent.
by the Muschietti siblings, Muschietti, sorry, from It. But this movie stars Zazie Beetz, Patricia Arquette, Tom Felton, and Heather Graham.
Yes. Oh, do you know Heather Graham? If she didn't get Boogie Nights, she was going to
Yeah.
do an adult film.
No.
Yes, she had a contract for an adult film because she needed money, and she agreed to do it, but she backed out because of Boogie Nights.
Well, good on Heather Graham then.
So it's just
Boogie Nights is a fantastic film.
were things I read about because that's just me going down rabbit holes.
I could go first on this.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Oh, thank you. This was very much a pulp kind of movie, just no real deep story or anything. It was just pretty much Zazie Beetz murdering her way through an apartment building. Patricia Arquette just screaming and yelling throughout the whole thing. It was fun. It was fun for what it was. I enjoyed the violence. I enjoyed the action. The scene in the dining room where she had the flaming machete and was just killing everybody, using the machete as a light source. She jumps in the air, slices through the table, then slices through the cultist. It was a lot of fun. I love the gross effects of the people coming back to life. Big spoiler here. I personally didn't get the ending. In the end, she switches her name in the ledger for her sister, making her sister immortal. Why did she have to cross out her own name? Why couldn't she just add her sister's name? And then that way they could both be immortal and not have to worry about anything.
I
That
did
kind
tell
of.
you why. Somebody has to die.
Yeah, and they killed the entire building. There was more than
Afterwards,
enough.
when she became immortal, they killed the entire building, not before.
But there was enough people that they could
I
kill
agree. I think they
to
probably could have found somebody's name who was not on there.
But I mean, it was fun for what it was. This is a 2.5 out of like right down the middle, just fun action. Try not to think too hard while you're watching it.
Oh, Douglas, you need to get out more. This was fantastic. This
Okay.
is my love pulp movies. This is exactly something that read my mind. I
Okay.
loved every minute of this. Absolutely what I look for in an action film. Fun, fun, fun. Non-stop. I love the scene where they're crawling through the back of the building, like through the ducts, I guess, or ducks. I don't know what they are.
Like the crawl space.
Oh, my God, that
Yeah.
was phenomenal. Absolutely enjoyed everything. The kitchen fight I liked. I liked the bedroom fight. I love the end of this movie. I love the constant violence. I just think Zazie Beetz brings it. Well, I'm not a big Zazie Beetz fan, but I might be changing after seeing this film. I think it was fine. I think if you just want something mindless that has no plot that you really need to pay any attention to.
No, not at all.
And it's just fun. It's my kind of movie. I just like it because it was enjoyable, well shot. I love the end. I love the very end of the film. I love pretty much every minute of this. I gave this a 4 out of 5.
Wow, okay.
This is
So this
on my
movie
top 10
isn't.
list right now.
Oh, wow,
The
okay.
only movie on my list is how
Okay.
much fun I had. I could watch this right now again.
Okay.
This is a movie I have friends over that hadn't seen it. I definitely would put this on for them.
Okay,
It's a strong recommend.
I have two so far, and I've
Yeah,
mentioned
Project
both
Hail
this
Mary.
and Bone Temple. Those are
Bone
the two
Temple
in
is
my
on my
top
list too.
so
I lie.
far.
I do have two. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bone Temple is on my list, but I don't see either of them staying by the end of the year. But you never know.
No, probably not, but I did rewatch Bone Temple recently, and it was a lot of
Oh, just for
fun.
that one scene.
Yes. Oh, God. Ralph Fiennes should get an Oscar nomination for
I hope
his
so for
lip
best
syncing at the
supporting. Yeah,
end.
I'd probably give it to him.
That is, he was amazing.
So
But
back to this.
we've already
This
discussed that.
film works for me because it's so well shot.
Okay.
I love Patricia Arquette. Could do no wrong in my world. I
Okay.
even saw an early film of her with, oh, I can't remember. Very, very early Patricia Arquette with, oh my God, the guy from Landman, Billy Bob Thornton, because you know me. It was another one of those backroom videos that was in the thing.
Okay.
So I watched that. Yeah, I love 80s movies. I love Patricia Arquette. I probably, if we last to like episode 400, we might do a Patricia Arquette retrospect of things I haven't seen just because I'm such a big fan of hers.
Okay. That
And
would be
she's not very
interesting.
tall, I don't think.
No, she doesn't look it.
I think she's about your height at best.
I'm 5'8", so.
I think she's 5'6". You know what? I'm looking it up. Keep talking. I know.
Okay. Yeah, unlike Simon, I did not love this movie. I thought it was I thought the backstory for Zazie Beetz and her sister was kind of cliche. Just,
Yeah, I didn't care.
abusive father, have to get away from it. Yeah, I thought the thing about your sister made a pact with us as well. I thought that was kind of whatever. I mean, she was still
Okay,
going to try to
Patricia
save the
Arquette's
sister.
5'2".
Okay. So she is short.
She looks short.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, you like this better than I did. I thought it was kind of mindless.
Which I loved it. I don't care.
Okay.
I needed this after the crap I had to watch, like, oh, Project Hail Mary. This was a vast improvement for me. Just fun.
I think you are probably the only person I know who would say that this is a better movie than Project Hail Mary.
You know what I'm like, Doug. I'm hard to
That is
please.
true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? Every year I have problems making a top 10 list, as everybody knows.
Yes, that is true.
But I get one out every year.
Yes, you do. All right. Our next movie, it is Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. Directed by Ben David Grabinski, starring Vince Vaughn, James Marsden,
Love James
Eliza
Marsden.
Gonzalez,
Oh,
and Vince Vaughn again.
damn, Vince Vaughn twice.
Yes.
Okay, my turn to start.
Yes.
Okay, mentioned this to my wife. Hey, we're gonna watch this film. She looks it up. Science fiction. Nope, out. There's no science fiction in
It's
this whole
barely
movie.
science
But
fiction, yeah.
soon as the guy, whoever wrote the article, she read it to me. This has science fiction. She's like, out. She wouldn't even give it the time of day because some idiot said it was a science fiction movie. I'm like, no, it's not. It's got a tiny bit of time travel in it, which who cares? It really doesn't matter. They kind of eliminate that idea pretty quick.
Yes.
I thought this was really fun.
Okay.
I mean, is it going to blow your... Oh, wait. Eliza Gonzalez will blow your mind in her outfits. I'll give you that. Beautiful woman.
Yes.
Oh my God, stunning. Her acting is okay, but I didn't care. Keep acting. Just whatever you want to talk about, I'll watch. I don't care. This was dumb as shit, but so much fun.
Okay.
Absolutely pointless plot. Made not a lot of sense. Had
No,
some fun
and
scenes in it. And
yes.
I'm like, okay, it's on. I'll never watch this again. People ask me, I go, it's okay. It's watchable. You'll have a good time. Vince Vaughn's kind of becoming Vince Vaughn again, which is nice to see. But it's not great.
No.
I thought James Marsden was very serviceable. I thought Eliza Dallas
Yes.
was terrible. And Vince Vaughn was actually good again. He hadn't annoyed me anymore. So maybe he's
Okay.
out of prison, wherever he's been. Hollywood
May I
jail?
mean, he's never really hurt for work. He's been working constantly, Vince
He did
Vaughn.
Bad Monkey, which I watched a bit of and didn't do much for me.
And what is that? Cell Block 99, the Rumble on Cell Block 99
Yeah,
or
that was
something like
not good,
that.
though. That was rough.
He was in that Mel Gibson movie, Hacksaw Ridge.
Which was, I can't not remember it. I know I've seen it, but I just don't remember it.
The medic who took a vow of no violence, so he's out there saving people during war while not killing anybody.
So, what did you think of this movie, Doug?
This movie, I had fun with it. Again, I didn't love it. At the end, I was left with the paradox of if Vince Vaughn. If the current present Vince Vaughn dies, and then the Vince Vaughn from the future ceases to exist, how did that Vince Vaughn come back in time to start this story in motion? So that kind of left like the ending paradox kind of erased the movie for me. I
I
was like,
got that.
how did this happen if this is the outcome? Kind of made my brain hurt, so I decided to stop thinking about it. I love
Sounds
the
like being
Stephen.
Project Hail Mary and yada yada all the time.
I love the Stephen Root scene. I thought that was
Oh,
fun,
so good.
where he comes in and is pretending to be the Hannibal assassin. Dolph Lundgren, I loved his little cameo as the actual cannibal assassin.
Hold on. Has
But
Steven Root ever had a bad cameo?
no. I don't think
Is
so.
Steven Root to me, it's like one of those unsung heroes like Steven Dobrialsky. He's
Yes. Yes.
excellent in everything, and everyone's like, what's that guy's name? I'm like, get out of here.
Yes.
Don't ask me questions you should know the answers to.
No, Steven Root is one of those character actors that just everything he's in is an improvement because he's there.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I like the action scenes, the whole storming the party at the end. I thought that was a fun action scene.
At the after party?
Yes, at the
Okay.
after party with Keith David. Crap, I forget the name of the actor who plays the son who just got
He's
out of
nobody I
jail.
knew. I did not know the guy.
I have seen him in a bunch of
Yeah, he's done
things.
work and I looked him up. I don't know you.
He is, if you give me a second, I can find him.
Keith David, here's a guy that just plays the same guy the same way every movie. No matter what he is, he's Keith David.
Jimmy Tatro is the actor,
I see,
and
I didn't know him.
he was in Scream 7 recently. He
Which
was
I've seen.
in he did a voice in Strays, The Machine, Theater Camp. I think he's been on TV shows. He was the After Party TV show, which is a show that I love. He was in, I think, the second season. Yeah, he's just another character actor who's just in a bunch of things. But yeah, Keith David was great as the mob boss. But yeah, it was the ending. It was the paradox that that you're left with that just kind of, I don't know, kind of took me out of the movie. I'd much rather see a more definitive ending. I think it was setting itself
I'll
up
give you
for a
that.
sequel that I'm really
Never
not
gonna
sure we're
happen.
gonna
It's
get.
not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, Amazon's got some money to make the Melania Trump documentary, which we didn't review, but I have seen some of it.
Oh,
But
really?
that'll be another show.
Okay. Well,
Somebody wants to
that's.
you give us a comment and make us watch it, we'll do it, but you gotta send us a Facebook, a post, or an email and say, hey, we want you to review this. And that would be an extra features at Gmail, but I've watched
Yes.
half an hour of it.
I will say the only way I will watch that is if some viewer makes a donation to what's a
Us,
good
we'll take
charity?
the money. I'll make sure Doug watches it. Extra features on PayPal. Please send all $1 billion. If you need a tax write-off, extra
Okay.
features, PayPal. We'll do it.
Okay.
Doug doesn't have a choice. He's got nothing else to do.
Okay. All right. Our next movie. You actually fooled me with this. I thought this was going to be our Vincent Minnelli movie, but it was not. Our next film is Uncertain Glory from 1944, directed by Raoul Walsh, starring Errol Flynn and some other people I'm not really familiar
Nobody,
with.
nobody's.
Paul Lucas. The other, I guess, main character in this movie.
Don't know him.
Like I said, I thought this was going to be the Vincent Minnelli movie. I was kind of like, oh God, what are we going to watch? I actually really enjoyed this movie. I was surprised. It's actually kind of a gritty thriller set during World War II. Little bit of Les Mis with the cop. A French cop going after a French criminal, but then you have Nazis threatening to kill an entire French town if a saboteur is not produced, and then the criminal is gonna turn himself in because he's going back to jail anyway. But then he uses his criminal wiles to get out of it. It was a really fun thriller. I really liked it. I also really liked the runtime. It was like only an hour 45. It wasn't a bloated 2 hour, 2.5 hour story. I really got into this, and the ending, kind of bleak, not the happiest of endings, I would say. And I really like this. This was like a 4 out of 5 for me.
So I really thought Uncertain Glory was going a certain way at times, and then it didn't go the way I thought it was. I thought it would have a little bit more action, which it never seemed to evolve. It stayed solely drama level, which I was kind of like, oh. And I kept thinking it was going to get a little bit better than it did. I enjoyed it, but I always thought it was going to be, maybe I'm thinking Third Man, like, something. And I love Errol Flynn. It's the only reason why I can make it through this movie, I think, at times, because he's so good. He shows me why he's a great actor, because he can do anything. Even, I mean, his girlfriend in the movie, it's her first movie, and he gets her to act decent. You know what I mean? And I looked up the attractive, I think she's German or French woman. She was really big at the time. I never heard of her, so I looked her up too. But I have sad news for you, Doug. Even though I thought this film was just okay, I think I gave it 2 or 2.5. I can't remember. I just thought it was okay. Well shot. I enjoyed it. Just didn't do enough for me, which is fine. I liked the one scene I loved when he goes to tell the Germans he planted the bomb. He was the saboteur, and they just blow him off. I like that. So I have sad news. I have no more War Errol Flynn movies. They're all done.
Oh no.
We will be moving on to Errol Flynn Westerns next, I want you to know, because that's the next five I have are all Westerns movies. But
I will be
I
down with that.
actually
I like
have to see
Westerns.
which ones I've seen. Because when I had cable, TCM had an Errol Flynn Western week, and I recorded every single one of them. Because I'm a huge Errol Flynn fan. I wish at my cottage I still had. I've seen Adventures of Robin Hood probably 50 times.
Really?
Yes, I have a laminated poster of Errol Flynn as Robin Hood on my cottage wall. So that tells you how big an Errol Flynn. I've been an Errol Flynn fan since I was a wee lad. As when I was a kid, that movie was on TV every Saturday.
I
And I
get it.
watched it every Saturday.
See, for me growing up, it was the Universal Monster movies that
I've
were
seen all
on
those too.
TV Saturday afternoons. I watched all of those.
Well, we had the Buffalo Channel. I think it was Channel 9, I think. I think it was an ABC. So I'm going to let a people in a little secret before we move on to the next film. You know Planet of the Apes, right? Okay, well, I came in when they were already on the planet. I had never seen the opening. You know, when everybody dies on the thing? I'd never seen that because I only ever saw it as a kid on TV. So they cut the beginning of that film out to fit. So when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, am I watching the right movie? What is going on? I've never seen the opening of Planet of the Apes because they always cut them. And if somebody out there is listening, this is what I want to see. There's an old, I think it's a 60s movie. And look, I try to remember as a kid because I never got to see the whole thing. It's got two bank robbers at the beginning breaking into a bank. And somehow there's aliens or monsters involved. I cannot remember. I've never been able to find this film. Maybe now with stuff, maybe somebody can help me. Bank robbers and monsters. That's all I can remember. And it starts off, the two bank robbers are breaking into the top of the bank, it looks like. Could have been something else. And I never got to finish this movie, or I don't even barely remember it. But I remember it was a pan shot of two guys breaking into something. And it was Monster Week, because every week they'd have a theme. So Ape Week, Monster Week, Gangster Week. You come home from school and you get the after school movie. So if anybody ever discovers this movie or give me any ideas what it is, I will try them because I've been wanting to watch this film for 40 years, maybe 50, almost 45 years now. But 8-year-old me cannot remember the name of it to save my life. But I just remembered right now when we were discussing this that it came back to me. So maybe I'll finally find out the name of that film so I can watch it. So that's our next film, Doug. So that's it for Errol Flynn for now, but I'm not saying he won't be back since I still
All
have Errol Flynn films I haven't seen.
right.
I'm sure
Well,
he'll return.
we're staying with the war theme. We're going with The War Lover, directed by Philip Leacock and starring Steve McQueen and Robert Wagner. I think
Okay.
your
This is
turn
a
to go first
sad to
here.
end episode, Doug. This is our last Steve McQueen film.
Wow.
There's no Steve
Okay.
McQueen movies I haven't seen other than some really early stuff with Paul Newman. He's in like one scene.
Okay.
And I haven't seen that, but I didn't put it on the list and I'm worried about him. So he's not Steve McQueen. So I think this was trying to be a romance movie with a little bit of war mixed in.
Yeah, kind of maybe like a lover's triangle
It was
kind of thing.
bizarre. It really made no sense to me at times, the romance angle. But they played that up more than they played the war angle until the end of the film.
Yes.
I'm like, what is the point of this mess? It was like a complete mess to me of a film. Robert Wagner seems to be starring in one film, and Steve McQueen starring in another film. Not the same movie at the same time.
No.
And I just like, I maybe it was bad casting or maybe it was just bad directing. I don't really understand the point of this film other than to get to the end. So Steve McQueen could redeem himself, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, I will be honest. I'm just looking up. It just hit me
Found my movie?
if it was maybe trying to be From Here to Eternity.
Yes, which I was, yeah, but it's nothing like that movie.
No, From Here to Eternity is a masterpiece of a film. That came out in 53 and this came out in 62, so
So
9 years later. I think they wanted their own From Here to Eternity, but as good as Steve McQueen is, he's not I don't even know who his equivalent would be in From Here to Eternity. I don't think he's not Sinatra. Is he Montgomery Clift? Is he? I guess he's Montgomery Clift. And then Robert Wagner would be Lancaster. But yeah, War Lover, I don't know. It didn't work for me. It felt very much like it wanted to be From Here to Eternity. It was interesting that they tried to make McQueen the heartthrob, but the woman just didn't really want to have anything to do with him. I'm curious as to why they gave her the line, that's the way he would have wanted to die. I don't know if I forget if that's the exact quote or not, but yeah, it just wasn't. It wasn't good. Like I said, I find myself comparing it to this masterpiece of a film, and this one just comes up really short for me. I think Steve McQueen in a straightforward war film about, a reckless pilot, I think that could have been good. Expand that story, take away the romance aspect of it, but maybe the budget to do something like that would be too big. Yeah, this one, I think I had 2 out of 5 for me. Not
I'm around the
great.
same. So I did type people ga gangsters and monsters, but it doesn't even give me anything to help me
Okay.
out. But I know it's could be early late 60s, early 70s. I know it as soon as I watch it, I'll know the opening scene because it's two guys breaking into something over the top shot. So the
Okay.
camera's above and they're breaking in. So if anybody finds this, please let me know. I'll even let you pick a review because I really want to see this film. Maybe I should go try to go back to see if I can find a list of ABC movies in the late 80s, early 80s that would have might have played. I don't know. Hopefully, there must be a list somewhere.
Probably, yes. It sounds like maybe a Roger Corman movie.
It could have been. It sounds totally been.
Yeah.
I could have been because I would love that stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm hopefully discovered because whenever I type these things in IMDb, they're like, 100 greatest gangster movies. No, that's not what I want. Gangsters and monsters. So my buddy thinks it might be War of the Gargantuans, but I don't think it's that one.
I haven't seen that. I've been looking for that movie for years. I used to love it when it was on TV. There's no copies of it anywhere, and I don't know that it's streaming anywhere. I
Would it
loved that
have a
movie growing
gangster
up.
in it at the beginning, robbing a bank?
I don't remember. It's literally been 40
Okay.
years since I've seen
We're gonna
it.
look it up right now because I just reminded
Okay.
myself. Okay, keep going and I'm gonna look this up for us.
All right, I think we'll move on to our next movie, which is our
Oh
Vincent
no.
Minnelli movie
That's
here.
gonna kill me.
It is The Long Trailer, directed by Vincent Minnelli, starring Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball. I went into this hoping to like it. I Love Lucy. It was, on Nick at Night when I was growing up. I used to watch it a lot. I Love Lucy. This movie was very painful to watch. It was an unfunny version of I Love Lucy. There was no Fred and Ethel Mertz really for Lucy and Desi to play off of. I was watching it with Kate. Kate felt it was
Kate
very,
bailed.
she bailed, very anti-woman, oh, these women are crazy. They just want, the big expensive houses and whatever. Desi was a henpecked husband who was traumatized for because he didn't want his trailer to jackknife. This movie was bad. I did not like this movie. I didn't find it funny. Lucille Ball has some of the most memorable early comedic moments on TV. I'm thinking like the chocolate conveyor belt.
Oh, so good.
There's,
And starts eating them.
yeah, there's
The grape
nothing.
scene.
The grape scene, yes, there's nothing like that here. There's
Nope.
nothing in a big cinematic way for Lucille Ball to show her comedic
Come
genius
on.
here.
He's backing the trailer up in the driveway. Wasn't that hysterical?
No. And Desi Arnaz, like, is it funny when he's tripping over everything and hitting his head in the door frame all the time?
Hysterical.
Hey, this was bad. I think a one star for me. That this was,
Yep.
and I looked at reviews. People like this movie. It's getting 3 stars on Letterboxd all the
Listen.
time. I don't know where these people are getting these.
I call it the white humor movies. If
Okay.
you're a white man and you like bad movies, you'll love this. It
Okay.
doesn't offend anybody. It's got terrible gags in it, and people find this stuff funny. And I call it white humor movies. I don't know how else to describe them. I usually find white people love this stuff. Being white, I can say this. This is just white, bland as McDonald's hamburger.
Yes,
You're
yeah.
not going to get anything exciting at McDonald's, but you know what you're getting.
Yes.
And I feel bad for Minnelli. I'm like, dude, what the hell? You did the two Father of the Bride movies, which I saved you from, because I
Okay.
actually watched one of them, so you didn't have to watch it. The third one I
Oh,
actually watched without you. But I've
wow.
told you I was
Okay.
saving you from Minnelli film. Like, Doug will kill me if I make him watch part three of Father of the Bride.
I didn't even know there was a third.
There's a third one, and that was the
Wow.
movie before this, two before
Okay.
this. I did watch it. I'm hoping Minnelli gets out of this phase of bad comedies.
Yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. I'm like, dude, you made some decent movies.
Yeah, but
Doug
we're not
doesn't get to
watching them
see
for
any of them
this.
because I've already watched them. So I'm making him watch this terrible stuff. I'm
Yes.
hoping maybe a couple more years because we're in the 50s now. I think it only goes to the 70s. That it improves. They have to. Like, this guy's been working this long and just still turning out absolute garbage after garbage film. I'm like, do they just call him up, go, hey, we got nobody to direct this. You want to do it? Like, there's
It's
nothing in
possible
this
at this
film to make
point.
you laugh. Desi Arnaz, Lucy, well, at the height of their fame,
Yes.
right in the crapper.
Yeah, they had a. I was reading they had a big contract. They had like multiple movies. I think it was really like five or six movies they were going to make. They made this and one other afterwards. And that second one bombed so hard, they were let go of their contract. They no
Worse
more
than this
movies.
one.
Yes, it did worse than this.
I am checking. Okay, I'm going to check the box office on this.
This one was a fairly big hit, I think.
Real. Really? What's Lucy?
Yes. Yeah, let me.
Sesame? Really? Arnaz movies.
Yeah, they did one. Let's see.
I don't know. Oh, it's too much work. Just give me Desi Boys. Oh, well, I'll look this up a different time. So their movies did so bad they killed them.
Yes.
Wow.
Let me see. Where is the All right, I can't look at it. Otherwise, we'll just have dead air.
I
And
know. Well, it's all right.
yeah.
Continue on. We'll
Okay.
get back to it at some point. Or
Yes.
if somebody could email us at extrafeatures@gmail.com.
All right.
Or
Our
even post it
next
on our site. We can read it, but nobody does.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, people.
Our
Kate,
next
get on
film
that.
is Maelstrom from 2001, directed by Denis Villeneuve, one of his early films, starring Marie José Croze, Jean-Nicolas Vérault, Stephanie Morgenstern. You go first with this one, Simon.
This was bizarre. I did not get this for a long time. What was going on? I was kind of like, what? Oh, the fish at the beginning, and then the woman, and then I was so confused for a long time in this film. It kept jumping all over the place. And I never liked the lead character, was my big problem. I didn't really like her. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm supposed to like her. And then this weird thing happens at the end when she falls in love with the other guy. And then the fish comes back. I'm like, why is the fish ever here? I thought she was a drug dealer. I'm so confused, Doug. I just needed a little bit more things to mesh. It's like Pulp Fiction with no sense. Like, I didn't quite understand scenes of it. I'm like, where are we going? And then by the end, I get it all. But I was kind of like, I don't care. Just wrap this up. And it was short. And I still wasn't interested.
No, I mean, I think it's funny. You got Pulp Fiction. I got Robert Altman Shortcuts
I
kind
love
of vibe.
Shortcuts. Love Shortcuts.
Shortcuts is an amazing movie. This one, I love Denis Villeneuve, not one of his best. I think I got the Shortcuts when both movies deal with a with an accident, with somebody hitting somebody with their car. In this movie, it was an older gentleman gets hit. In Shortcuts, it was a young kid who gets hit. So I and the multiple stories, that's where I was getting Shortcuts from. I mean, this is Denis Villeneuve. It looks good. It's a good looking movie. But like you said, it's early Villeneuve, so it doesn't really have it doesn't capture me like his more well produced, his better scripts even. I was not a fan of the fish being the narrator here. That felt kind of weird for weird's sake. I'm not sure it was needed. If you're a Denis Villeneuve completionist, watch this. If not, I loved Incendies. I think that is a good
Oh,
place to
that is a
start.
phenomenal film, though.
Incendies is amazing. But yeah, I mean, if you want to see where one of the best filmmakers working today is getting his start, I think this was his second
Okay,
or
let's
third
look at this way.
feature
This guy
length.
did Dune.
Yes.
From Here Till Dune.
Yeah, and he's going to do the next James Bond too, so.
I know. So, I mean, he's there. I mean, I don't know. I said we discussed this. We need some more culture on the show. So
Yes. No, we
I'm
did. We
sticking
did
in
discuss
the odd foreign film just to even confuse
it.
myself occasionally. I thought the lead actress was quite fine. I had no issues with her. I kind of thought her friend was just in this film, didn't really have a lot to do.
Yeah.
And I thought the end scene was when she chases the guy and gets him off the plane. What the hell? I didn't quite buy that.
Yeah. And yeah, this is also, like I said, early Villeneuve, so he's not working with Roger Deakins yet.
No.
So it doesn't have the Deakins lighting,
Correct.
I will say. It's definitely lower budget, but there is still a little bit of, you could see some of Villeneuve there with
Yes.
the shot setups and, you know, the framing of some scenes. There is baby Villeneuve there. I am so glad that he got more chances to make better films. But yeah, this one, 2 out of 5 for me, basically just
I
because it
gave
is
it a two and
Villeneuve.
a half
Okay.
because I just did it because I forgot to put it on Letterboxd.
Okay. All right. I think we are now at our final film
The
of
Dish.
the episode, The Dish.
Have you ever
2000.
heard of this film?
Looking at it, I remember seeing the cover, the DVD cover at the video store I worked at.
That's the only way I think you would ever know this film existed.
I don't think I ever watched it before this, but I do remember Sam Neill on the cover, the DVD cover. This is The Dish. Directed by Rob Stitch, starring Sam Neill, Billy Mitchell, Roz Hammond. This is an unoffensive movie.
Grandma movie. I call them grandma movies.
Yes, there is nothing in it that will offend anybody. It's a nice family historical comedy, I guess you would call it.
You can push the comedy all you want. It's not really there.
It's not really there, but it's a family film. I'll just call it a family
I
film.
agree. Ooh, excuse me.
It was fine. I was reading it was the biggest Australian. It got the most box office of any Australian movie in Australia the year it came out. So it was a big hit there. And it was fine. It was about this dish that was broadcasting the moon landing around the planet. And they say it's based on a true story. I think a lot some of it was fabric not fabricated, but
The dating
made
part,
bigger.
the
Yeah.
dating scene, it was a little weak.
Yeah, I was reading that there was multiple people from NASA, not just one NASA guy there, and there was no real animosity between the Australians and the NASA representative. They all worked well together. But yeah, for this movie, it's non-offensive. It's fine. It's 2.5 out of 5 for me. Sam Neill, I like hearing Sam Neill talk in his Australian accent. If you're only familiar with him from like the Jurassic Park movies, it's fun to hear him with an Australian accent here. But yeah, 2.5 out of 5 for me.
I just found this kind of dull. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to hurt anybody. I was just like, okay, what's this movie about? And oh, hang on. This is where the movie came from. So people that watch this on and see the best movies you've never seen. So A Canadian guy wrote the book, so that's where I get some of these films from. I just because I hate using my brain. I just thought it was just okay. I wish I could say more about it, but there was really nothing. Absolutely okay. It all worked for them. Great. They were worried about it. I got it. That was a big conflict. The rest of it was just yada yada yada. Yeah, today, tomorrow's another day. See you tomorrow. Nobody comes in here right now. Oh, okay. Just weak. It's fine. I wish I could say more. I have nothing to say. It's so bland. It's better than the long, long trailer, but that's about it. I wish I could say more about this, other than it was just fine. Everybody did their jobs. And,
And again, I mean, I'm just comparing a lot of the movies we watched for this episode to other movies. I compare this one to Apollo 13.
oh, I do not like Ron Howard movies. They put me to sleep. He
Even
has
Apollo
no
13.
flair.
Apollo 13 is
No.
amazing. That is.
It's okay.
I love the competency porn of Apollo
I
13.
don't like Ron Howard movies. He is a boring director. Backdraft, boring. Everything he does, boring.
I disagree with you on that. Some of his movies are not to my liking, but Apollo 13, Willow, Backdraft, I love all of those.
No, see, you're that white audience you're looking for. It's right there. Just bland white movies. No depth.
I disagree that Apollo 13 has no depth,
Yeah,
but
I can't
that's okay.
remember it. I can't remember what I gave it. Don't remember. Do not remember. Sorry. Okay. Did you buy anything, Doug?
I have not bought anything.
I haven't bought anything either because garage sale season doesn't start. So I have nothing to add. And I had no chips this week. It's a pretty dull week, I guess, for me.
Yeah, it
I
was. Are you
did
feeling
get,
okay?
I did. I saw Lee Brice the other night. Then I went to the next night and I saw Jerry D. Do you even know who Jerry D is in the States?
No, I don't.
He's a stand-up comedian. So I had him and that's really about all I gotta say. So you guys, look, you got a nice quick episode. Go listen to some interviews, but we already know you do. So if they make it,
We will watch it.